The report reckons taxpayers are getting a raw deal on state housing. The New Zealand Initiative says Kāinga Order 77,000 homes. Yes, we own 77,000 homes. Cost us twice as much as the private sector. And they're asking, why do we bother owning them? Dr. Bryce Wilkinson's the report author, joins us this morning. Bryce, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ryan.
What exactly is costing us twice as much?
It's operating the 77,000 houses. So that's repairs and maintenance and staff support and sort of turning over tenants, getting new tenants, organising new houses, that sort of stuff.
How have you come to that number? How have you compared it to a private number?
I found that there is a real estate firm called Lodge Real Estate, which does a lot of helping landlords and buying and selling houses. And this had indicative benchmarking cost structures for private landlords for renting out properties. And so that's what I've used. To get the numbers for Kāinga Ora, I've used the numbers in their last published annual report, which is the one for 2023-24. And what I say in the report is that it would be good if Kāinga Ora itself was commissioned to hire independent experts to do its own more authoritative benchmark comparisons, because it's got more disaggregated data than it publishes in the annual report.
So you're saying that the private sector does a better job than the government does in terms of the cost. What do you want to do then? Sell them to community, to third parties?
Yes, there's an extensive survey of how overseas countries do it, and there's an enormous diversity. So there's housing associations. They're very prevalent in some of the European countries. We're getting that way a bit ourselves with community housing providers. We could do a lot more of that. The UK transferred ownership to a lot of the tenants who are occupying them, over 1 million homes there. So that's another option. But the important thing is to empower the tenants. And if they get captured and caught in a state house, the neighbours might be very unsavoury, repairs might not be being done, and they're sort of trapped there. If they can just take the money and find another landlord or a housing association or CHP, then they've got more options and they're more in control of their own lives.
All right, Bryce, appreciate that. Dr. Bryce Wilkinson, who's the report author from the New Zealand Initiative. It's 8 minutes away from 6.